Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
England next, then they're underdogs to the old Brits over there. Uh-oh. So we'll see.
You know, I thought it was, I don't know if you know how like little things will just stick in your head. So the biggest thing for me today was, obviously we get to see people when we're here in the morning. A lot of people are on vacation, of course, but there are a few people here. Monica is one of those that are here. She was gracious enough to help me figure out how to use the computer, because every time they do some sort of update to Windows, I can't record the show for some reason. It messes up all the settings, and she was able to help me out. I don't know if it stuck out to you, but she came in earlier today, and she goes, it smells nice in here. Yesterday there was a bit of an odor when you guys left.
And I know for a fact it's not me, right?
Well, because, she didn't elaborate like what the odor was exactly.
Because I have not had a bad odor in probably 3 years. I mean, I'll fully admit.
Was it a bad odor? I don't know.
I used to be stinky fat guy, and I figured it out. I went to a dermatologist and got this antibacterial soap. I mean, there was a couple of years there where I was in this this spiral of I couldn't do anything about it. I was showering four times a day, and it was just this weird kind of, you know, like a weird funk. And I was like, and I remember, you know, like freaking out, and Leah going, "Look, just go to a dermatologist and figure this happens. Hey, don't worry about it." But I'm fat, and fat people already have a stigma. This is not good. But I fixed that. It's been like 3 years. I might be the best smelling person that anybody knows right now, because I am Captain Hygiene. So when she said that, I almost went into like, you know, PTSD for half a second. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It can't be me, dude. My butt smells like fresh powder all day long. There's no way. You know what I mean? I put on fine lotions from Bed Bath and Body Works, and you know what I mean? I'm pristine. You could eat dinner off my butt. You know what I mean?
But she didn't necessarily say it was a bad odor.
And it was a particular odor or something, she said.
I was like, are you an Andy Kaufman genius? Because that is one of those things, it's not like super offensive, but also you're like, wait, what the hell? I mean, you're insinuating that we smell and that we stink.
I thought about it for a few minutes on the way out, and then I just, after I got in the car, I went, no shot, it was me. It was, and I know, and Will, you don't ever stink. So
I'm sure I can, but.
But I've never noticed it, so I was like, well, maybe, I don't know.
Well, is she a super genius? Like, is it a way of that she knew it would bother us?
And
but she was like, "Oh, today it's like someone put an air freshener in here. It smells great."
That's what I smell like every day now. Like I'm telling you, I use the Snuggle Balls on my laundry. You know what I mean? Like I smell like a goddamn air freshener all the time. Like my clothes. I was wearing my Kevin Smith jersey today, and that thing smelled amazing. You know, like I took a shower before I went to bed and when I woke up, just in case. You know, it definitely wasn't like anything bad from this guy. That's way in my rearview mirror. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I wish I would have asked her, but I was busy on the computer trying to get the heck out of here so she could set up her shop in here. But it made me perk up a little bit. And be like, what's that? Because that's it wasn't offensive. But it was a little offensive at the same time. It was a perfect, if you wanted to slight somebody, it was the perfect way to slight somebody without getting them upset or getting mad.
I don't know.
Because it's insinuating that you smell.
Right.
But then she clarified, goes, oh, it's great today. I mean, it smells like an air freshener in here now. So you're like, well, it's.
I know. And I'm thinking, well, whatever it smells like today, it should have smelled like yesterday, because I went through the same exact routine yesterday that I did today. I used the same exact routine. So, you know what I mean? Literally, I should have smelled exactly the same. I'm wearing the same deodorant, the same powder, the same. I washed my clothes in the same detergent and fabric softener. I don't know.
Is it possible that it was her? that she had some sort of maybe something stuck in her nose or something.
I don't know.
Or is it possible she's just wanted to slight us in some way?
Maybe there was something in the garbage on Monday, like at the door or something.
Yeah.
And we just didn't notice it since, well, you know, we got COVID way more times than she did because we went unvaccinated for so long.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was a brilliant move on her part. And I didn't know if it stuck out to you like it stuck out to me. But I thought about it a few times today.
I didn't think about it today, but I thought about it for 5 minutes after she said it yesterday. And I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, that was today, right? I think it was today.
I mean, yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, I thought about it on the way out today, but I didn't think about it after.
There's a bit of an odor. Not like a stink.
What does that mean?
Yeah, because odor is very neutral. I mean, an odor.
At least when Hoppy worked there, we could just go, okay, well, sometimes Hoppy would work the board and he'd have a sweaty butt. People said he had a sweaty butt.
And not wear undies. Yeah.
And I'm not saying Hoppy smelled. Hoppy never smelled to me at all. I'm just saying what people would say about the chair.
He doesn't work here anymore. Don't feel like you got to protect him.
No, I'm going to be dead honest. I don't think I've never smelled Hoppy smelling bad myself. Yeah. So I don't want to say I did, and that's not true. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that chair used to get a lot of work.
Oh, man.
And people used to say the chair smelled bad.
Yeah, it did. Oh, my God. That chair reeked. Awful. Yeah. It was terrible, but it had everybody's butt in it. That's why.
I just got a message from a listener. This is not my words. They said, bingo, Will. She was smelling herself. She went 3 days without a shower all weekend. I'm still not overhearing her say that a few weeks ago.
Did she say that on air, or is this person just being a jackal?
No, she said it on air. I don't think it was last weekend, but she said she did go like a whole weekend without showering or something. So I didn't smell her. I've never smelled her smell bad either.
Yeah,
I thought she looked adorable today, too, with the little hat on and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, because I feel like you know when you stink. You know,
oh, yeah.
Like, obviously, it was implied that it was something else. It's like when you fart, nobody, I wouldn't say you like your own brand, but you're not as grossed out by your own brand as you are somebody else's.
And I would never fart in a studio. I would never do it.
No.
Like, I've held my farts for 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, I won't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a no-no.
I've done it, but if I'm in here by myself, but that's it.
Dropping ass. I'd be afraid right when that happened. They're like, Jason Meter and John Brennan, everybody would just kind of walk right in and be like, surprise, Johnny, we want to present you a plaque for your get out of here. Forget it. You're fired.
That's bad. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just thought her choice of words was perfect. Odor. That's a neutral term. It could be a pleasant odor. It could be a bad odor. You don't know.
Yeah.
It could be a neutral odor. Where you're just like, oh, just a little something extra in here.
Especially if she heard me talk about my issue years ago on air, because I talked about it after it was resolved. You know, I go, man, I went to a dermatologist. I had this like weird this supplement I was taking was causing this this weird smell to excrete from my sweat glands, but we fixed it. Thank God. Maybe she heard me talking about it on air with you and Dead Girl back in the day. And she's like, man, I'm gonna put in this laser sharp. I'm gonna hit him with this thing in about 3 years. And it's gonna just crush him.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee. Then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.